We're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17, verse 48 to 49. Kihayadi tanamukhe shune Krishna naam.
Kihayadi tanamukhe shune Krishna naam.
Tanamukhe anashune tanamukhe an.
Tanamukhe anashune tanamukhe an.
Shabe Krishna Hari Bali Nache Kande Dahase.
Shabe Krishna Hari Bali Nache Kande Dahase.
Paramparaya Vaishnava Haila Sarva Deshe.
Paramparaya Vaishnava Haila Sarva Deshe.
Kiha.
Kiha.
Someone.
Someone.
Yadi.
Yadi.
When.
When.
Tanra Muke. From his mouth.
From his
mouth.
Shune.
Hears.
Krishna Nam.
Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Tanra Muke. From the mouth of such chanters.
Ana
Shune.
Someone else hears.
Tanra Muke. And from his mouth,
Ana,
someone else, Sabe, all of them, Krishna, Lord Krishna's holy name, Hari, another holy name of the Lord, Bali, chanting, Nache, dance, Kande, cry, Hase, smile, Paramparaya, by the cyclic succession, Vaishnava, devotees, Hoila, became, Sarva Deshe, in all countries. When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from that second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnava through such disciplic succession. Thus, everyone chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried, and smiled. The transcendental potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is herein explained. First, the holy name is vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When someone hears from him directly, he is purified. When another person hears from that person, he is also purified. In this way, the purification process is advanced among pure devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can claim his potency. Nonetheless, if one is a pure devotee, hundreds and thousands of men can be purified by his vibration. This potency is within every living being, provided he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly and without material motives. When a pure devotee chants offenselessly, another person will become a Vaishnava, and from him another Vaishnava will emerge. This is the Parampara system. Verse again. When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from the second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnava through such disciplic succession. Thus, everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried, and smiled. Urukram Prabhu asked me if I can give class, and then I asked if I can give on Chaitanya Charitamrita, because this was usually the system during Padayatra. And also on Sundays we had Chaitanya Charitamrita class, so it's both today. So yeah, he said that definitely we can do that. So then I was looking into the verses. I wanted to find something that's going to be in line with what we're doing now with this Padayatra project. I was speaking with Harinamananda also, and he gave me some pointers. So then I found this section where Lord Chaitanya is going towards, he's touring around, and he's just around Jharkhanda at this time. And this section of verses describes what he is doing and how he is spreading the Yuga Dharma. So we have three modes of material nature. So these are ignorance, passion, and goodness. And in ignorance, one is lazy and he's identified with his body and bodily relations. Then in passion, he's seeking bodily comfort, and all his activities are curtailed towards this. Then in goodness, Prabhupada is saying, in goodness we can understand that we are not this body. So, if we are not this body, who are we? What can we do with this knowledge? So we have to achieve self-realization, understand who we really are. And in different yugas, there's different paths towards this goal. So in Satya Yuga, one has to meditate. So lifespan is around 100,000 years, and you have to meditate at least 60,000 years. And we all tried meditation, right? Especially all this contemporary spiritual paths. They say, yeah, you have to meditate. You sit down before you go to work or you go about your day. And you try to calm down, ease in with your breathing, and then sort of empty your mind and just be there, just be present. And in this way, you're gonna sort of get in line and get your life together somehow. And we all tried it, and we never succeeded, right? At least I can say for myself. I was trying to empty my mind, but then I was thinking about how to empty it, or is it empty yet or not, or like that. So there was always something going on. And then you have all these huge gurus who are teaching this, and nobody actually ever does it, not even the gurus, but they are all in onto it, and they're all like faking it together, and there's whole economy around it, and so many people are making their daily bread with this, but it's all false. So that's Satya Yuga. Okay, then we have Treta Yuga, is sacrifice. So they were using huge amounts of resources for these sacrifices. And everyone, the whole country, the whole society had to take part in it somehow. So the king was organizing it. He had to get the resources from the Vaishyas. The Vaishyas had to provide, so they had to produce all this in advance, and then the Brahmanas were conducting the sacrifice, and they needed so much ghee, so much gold, golden utensils, all of this. And they needed the knowledge how to conduct it. And everything had to be synchronized in order to be fruitful. Then we have Dwapara Yuga, is deity worship, temple worship. So then already the modes of goodness, the mode of goodness decreased and passion and ignorance are sort of taking control more and more. So deity worship, temple worship was also very challenging for that era. And then in Kali Yuga, we have Sankirtan Yagya, so chanting of the holy names of the Lord as means of self-realization. And Maharaj Kadambakana Swami mentions how this Kali Yuga, which is full of faults, and so it's so difficult to focus, we don't have the memory retention, we don't have the sheer power of will to pursue self-realization. In this age of Kali, it's like this darkness of ignorance is like dark velvet, like cloth, dark velvet cloth. And then you put the diamond on it and you can see nicely, it comes out, it's like a nice contrast. So this diamond is Harinam Sankirtan, which was brought by Panchatattva. And this is the reason why actually it's in this age. So it really sort of comes out nicely. And it shines in its full glories. Yeah, so chanting of the holy name as means of self-realization. Why? Why is it so? So it's Saropadi Vinirmuktam. So it removes all the different designations that we have, false designations. If we are under the modes of ignorance and passion, we don't actually understand who we are. And this chanting of the holy name puts us automatically in the position as if we already perfectly know that we are Krishna's servants and we are calling upon him, we're calling out his names. So it looks like from the outside that we achieved perfection already. If some demigods are observing us or some spiritual people who understand what's going on, they would say, yeah, these guys, they are done. They are doing what is to be done. But we're actually not on that level for the time being. But when we are performing it, we are considered like that. So if we would be aware of God, then we would be happy. We wouldn't stress so much as people are doing right now outside. The whole society is made like that, that we forget God. This is the sort of summum bonum of all the different things that they are presenting and they are trying to introduce into the society. If we sort of crystallize all that, we come to the point where they're just trying to make us detached from God. And they're doing a good job, right? But Krishna created this whole material energy in such a way that if we would really understand that he's in charge, he's taking care of us, everything is fine, he's our best friend, our well-wisher, then we would be happy. We wouldn't be scared, we wouldn't be in anxiety, we wouldn't stress so much. So this is what we have to achieve. This is the point that we have to reach. That we are at all times aware that Krishna is there and we are his servants and he's our best friend and everything is fine. So all these material designations then fall off automatically in Harinam Sankirtan. Because at that time we're just as the verse says, we're dancing, we're chanting, we're smiling, and we're just calling upon Krishna's names. Hare, the pleasure potency, Ram, the reservoir of all pleasure, and Krishna, the all-attractive. So we are sort of performing something that a person that is on the top of its evolution of consciousness would do naturally. This is what Harinam Sankirtan is. Like we see sometimes when Harinam becomes really fired up, and then all these things manifest. People are first just a few people, just few people dance. Madhava Mishra, for instance, is dancing all the time. But then more join. Then ladies are dancing also a lot. Then boys start to dance also together. And then when you dance and you see someone dancing nicely, and then you start to dance and you lock your eyes with him and you both smile, right? It's like naturally it comes out. And so this sort of ecstasy is generating in this way. And this is the spiritual energy acting. And then we are just sort of all together doing this service, because we never come together for any other service more than for Harinam or for Kirtan. If you cook, you cook with someone who knows how to cook or who needs to be trained to cook. Or if you do the altar service, you do with someone who's a pujari, who has second initiation. Or you do the garlands, the flower service. Many people don't know how to use their fingers so nicely to sort of put the flowers on the string. So it's always, there are some prerequisite things that one needs to fulfill to in order to do the service. But in Harinam, we all come together. And Krishna is really happy when we do that. Just like Ananta Prabhu is mentioning this many times, how collective unity is more important than individual purity in Kali Yuga. So it doesn't make sense for us to pursue something just on our own, but it's much better that we do it together, and it's not maybe so good as if we would do it alone, but at least we are together, we are connected. So this counts as more valuable. So it's yayatma supersidati. So it's we can be completely happy just by doing this. Just like Kadambakana Maharaj said that the Harinam Sankirtan is the full diet. If you just take this, you're not gonna miss on anything. It's the perfect supplement that contains all the ingredients that one needs for one's nutritional upkeep. And we don't have to be afraid that we need to take something on the side, some oranges or something else. So Prabhupada came and he brought this Harinam Sankirtan. He started with chanting on the Tompkins Square Park. And then many years after that, like 6-7 years after, he had an interview, and the reporter was asking him how he started, and he was saying that he started with chanting in the park. And then, I'm quoting Prabhupada, he said, "Many accepted, many did not accept. Those who are fortunate accepted." So we were really fortunate that we accepted also. Just like in the verse, it says that they heard chanting from Lord Chaitanya, and then they chanted, and somebody heard them, and those who heard it chanted again, and somebody else heard it, and then this went on, and this is the disciplic succession. So Prabhupada did it also, and he he was chanting, and then Pradhananda Maharaj heard it, and others heard it, and now we heard it from them, and now we are chanting outside, and people hear it from us. And it's going on. We could see also yesterday, for instance, many people, they were like, there was one lady sitting there on the curb, and she was just sitting and hearing, and you could see some family was going, and the father was chanting Maha Mantra because he saw the banner. Banner works really good, right? You could see how many people were using it. So it's going on. And I would like to share, just because yesterday, for instance, when we were just starting, we were packing out the deities, putting together the frame, and devotees took out the instruments, and ladies were getting ready, boys were getting ready. And I was just looking at us and observing all of us, and I was thinking, wow, now it's just us. It's not like usually when we were doing it, when we joined, my first Padayatra was 2014. I was just like some new guy, and others were taking charge, others were leading, others were organizing. But yesterday when we were just about to start, I was looking, there was no one like super senior there. We were just like the kids, just the new people, right? The new wave. So I was like, okay, now it's on us. We have to chant, we have to lead, we have to go around. Okay, still, Lalit Govinda Prabhu made pasta, so that's, he's still there. But the rest was on the new generation. And then I was always concerned, like, do we have the potency? Can we do it? Can we spread the holy name? But it doesn't seem that it's any less, right? It's still going on. It's still, people are taking the books. People are chanting. People are accepting prasadam. People are joyous when they see us. People sing. So there's still, the potency is there. And I remember when I was in the first year of high school, I was going to, how is it called? Križanke. There's some place in the center of Ljubljana. And so I always had, the route was always from the main station to through the center, the city center. So I saw Harinam quite a few times. And at that time I wasn't a devotee. I was already reading a lot of spiritual literature. I was practicing different things, different systems of self-realization. But I wasn't sort of very fond of Hare Krishna. I knew that they are there, that they exist, and they are sort of part of the whole scene. But I didn't consider myself interested in it. And because at that time I understood, okay, absolute, there's absolute, but there are different sort of spectrums around where you can approach it from different systems of thought and practice. So I didn't identify myself so much with the Hindu scene at that time, so to say. So when I saw Harinam, I remember one of the like strong experiences. Usually I just avoided it. When I heard the clinging in the distance, the karatals, and then you come a little bit closer, you can hear the mridanga, and you hear the chanting as you come even more close. I just immediately, just like when you have Google Maps and you take a wrong turn, right? And then immediately it calculates a new route where you go. So I did the same. I just took a turn wherever I could. And then I was thinking, okay, now I'm going to go here or there to get to my destination. I didn't try to risk it. Because immediately I felt like there was some anxiety in my like core. So I said, okay, I have to avoid it immediately because it started to press me, kind of. So this was my usual system. But then one time I was walking, I was in Prešeran Square, where we usually, exactly where we usually stand and stop and we dance there on the side. And I heard Harinam was going down the Chopova Street. They were like next to McDonald's, somewhere like there, like more up the street. So it was kind of a safe distance. Just like when you go to safari and you see the lions, if it's a safe distance, you're like relaxed and you can observe it. So I sort of didn't panic immediately, but I was like, okay, let's observe it a little bit. Let's analyze it so we can study the thing from the safe distance. And I was looking at them and they were just like a bunch of young people randomly like dancing and jumping and like there was no like order. They were just like a bulb of happiness, happy people. And they were singing and playing the instruments. And then I understood immediately. I was like, yes, this is what you do when you achieve the goal of self-realization. These people are doing it. They are self-realized. And this is what I sort of concluded from my pursuits, that these guys are there. They did it. And but then immediately, the material designations kicked in. I was like, but my path is different. I have to do it like the harder way. This is so easy. Hare Krishna is so easy. It's too easy. And I have to fulfill my duties in school. I have to fulfill my social duties. And then after I do all this, when I'm going to be like 50 years old or so, I'm going to hop more into the spiritual waters. This was my sort of plan at that time. But at least I understood that this is the goal, Hare Krishna. They did it. Even though I didn't consider myself going this way. And then I remember one other time, this was earlier, a little bit earlier than this encounter. I was going back from school and they were also chanting in the center. And then I just slipped past and went into the Miklošićeva Street towards the station. And then my mind was starting to say, okay, they're doing it. What are you doing? What are you doing in your life? And I responded, I said, yeah, we have this test, math test next week, so I have to study this, I have to get good grades, I have to finish the year, the curriculum. So always when I heard Hare Krishna, when I saw Harinam, immediately the intelligence and the mind started to fight. So it's very strong, Harinam. We usually don't see all the full effect. We just see some people who come close, who chant, who bring their kids to see it. That's really interesting, right? How the babies have to be exposed to Harinam. It's like an obligatory thing that you sort of expand the horizons of your baby. You put it in front of Harinam. You don't take the book, you don't want to have anything with it, but the baby needs to get some exposure. Right? It's so funny. They think that it's going to sort of help them in their life somehow. And it does, right? But not for the reasons they think. So we need to, like Prabhupada said, we have what is preaching. He said, we just have to show people how happy we are. I was reading yesterday, and Kadama Kana Maharaj was saying, how can we show the happiness? Because we have so many problems in life, so many difficulties with mind, the body, the social circumstances, with the relationships, with our position in society. So how can we show happiness if we are not happy? But Maharaj says, no, we are happy because we're on the path of purity. And so we try to be sinless. We try to avoid sin. And all these others, they are pretending to be happy, but it's very shallow. We can see on the Instagram or Facebook or I don't know what else is there, TikTok or whatever. So we can see everyone is like having a good time, they are enjoying, but to only us we have the problems. But actually if you sort of meet the person, you just go like through the all these posts that they put on the internet, and you meet the person and you see how they live, how they are, you can see they're not happy. It's just all fake. But we are just the opposite. Maybe it looks like, okay, but I'm here, I'm a devotee, I'm chanting, I came to Padayatra. Life is not so bad, right? It's much easier than for everyone else outside. So this path of perfection that we're taking, it's ensuring that we are satisfied. Ultimately, we're going to be the most satisfied. And from this, compassion arises. Because we know that we have something that they don't have. Usually you cannot be compassionate if you don't have the thing that the person seeks. So if somebody is asking you for, I don't know, 10,000 euros, you cannot be compassionate towards them because you only have, I don't know, 100 euros. So you cannot exhibit this compassion. But if you have millions and millions, you can just easily be compassionate to so many people who want money. So we are just like that. We have this and we can share it with others who don't have it. And this better experience of life is what ensures us that we can really genuinely share what we have with others. So just like Indra was asked, I would like to conclude with this. Indra was asked, what is Krishna consciousness? In one sentence, what would you say? And Indra came up with this. He said, from ball dance to rasa dance. And there's an interesting verse from when Minaketan came to visit Krishnadas, and then the priest, Brahminical priest, he wasn't sort of appreciative of Minaketan. And Minaketan was a great associate of Lord Nityananda. So, in a way, he disrespected Nityananda. And Minaketan then left the assembly after the festival was done. But Krishnadas was really sad. He was like perplexed because of this situation. And he didn't know how to rectify it. And then he was dreaming, and then Nityananda told him to. He was happy. Nityananda was happy that he felt unease with the situation. And he sent him to Vrindavan. He said, just leave the house and go to Vrindavan. And there's this verse. Yanra pranadana Nityananda Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Bhakti Vine Nahi Jane Anya. So it says, those who give their life to Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. These are the ones whose whole life is just Radha and Krishna, who just are the real followers of Radha and Krishna, the real servants. They give everything to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So we are in this movement of Harinam Sankirtan, and sometimes we think, okay, how is this connected with Krishna? I remember at first when I came to the temple and I understood, okay, this is Hare Krishna, and I started to learn more about it, and then I saw, okay, there's also another guy, Lord Chaitanya, and I was like, and who is this? Like, why is he in the picture? This is some, like, offshoot branch, like that. I was kind of like that, offensive. But actually, if we really serve in the movement of Lord Chaitanya, then, and we are the real followers of Radha and Krishna. And just like it's said that Dasya relationship with Lord Chaitanya, if we really fulfill this role, if we really live it, it's the same, it's on the same level as Madhurya relationship with Krishna. So we don't have to think that we're missing out or this is some like second class thing to be in the movement of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. No, it's the highest thing. And we can fully embrace it and fully surrender and not think that we're gonna miss out on some goods at the end because we're getting the full deal, the full package, the premium experience. Thank you. So, please give some feedback or some questions.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you for enlightening lecture. So, you have chosen a very interesting verse. So, I would like to hear from you. Can you say something regarding to our responsibility to improve our chanting? Because we heard from this verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his chanting was like most dangerous virus. But we can understand that he's God. We cannot have that much potency, but still we can improve our chanting and potency of our chanting. Can you say something? Because this is then the result is, I guess, much more greater than...
Yeah. So just like in the verse and also in the comment, Prabhupada is saying, if pure devotee is chanting, then it has an effect. So, but that doesn't mean that we cannot be pure, because we always think, okay, it's going to take so many years to become a pure devotee. I'm just the beginner and this and that. But like Maharaj is always saying that when we are doing it, we are on that platform. So we just have to continuously stay there. This is the trick. So we have to be conscious. We cannot just like think about other things and then be in the Harinam and chant and look around a little bit and daydream about things that we have to do later in the day or places where we wanted to be other than this, or I had to go for Padayatra because they didn't let me go to vacation to Braj with my friends or something like that. No. We are there because we want to be there and this is the best place to be. And we are very blessed to have this opportunity to do it, so we have to be conscious of it. And being conscious means to have knowledge, to understand what's going on and what we're doing. So, yeah, we have to be attentive, be present. Try to do that. And just be thankful. Maybe this is how I sort of help myself when I need to refocus, recalibrate. I try to remember where I'm coming from and what my life path was gonna be and how all the other friends and family are doing really bad on the life path. And all the others also, of course. So this is the golden opportunity to break free from this cycle. And we're here, we're doing it. So we have to be thankful and really humbly try to do something to pay back. And just nicely chanting from our heart is the least that we can do, right? For all the great turbulences that we were spared. So it's a cheap offering, but this is the least that we can do, right? This is how I do it. Try to do something. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.